Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Return to me. Return to me. With every breath, return.
Return. Wait a minute. I am one with the one. This is unacceptable. I let go of limiting thoughts. I allow who I am to be birthed through. Return to me, the invitation of the love within, the God within, the goddess within, an invitation by your soul to return to that place where peace resides, where love is, where joy is, where perfect health is, where you are. It is the truth of who you are, in spite of, regardless of what you're dealing with, moving through. Return to that space that knows no lack, no limitation, no pain. And when you live your life from that space, you may still have some pain, you may still have some health challenges, but you know that all is well. That's the beginning and the end of the show. That's a summarized version. Life is good. It's getting better. That was the Agape International Spiritual Center Choir. And to find out more about them, their website address is agapelive.com. And the title of that song, if you don't already know, is Return to Me. That's right. Return to Life Coach Ade. Welcome back. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, because your day won't be the same. Because you can't lose with the stuff he uses, so you make sure you return back all the time. All right. Okay, you know what I mean. Return to yourself. Don't return to me, because I'm managing my life. I'm breaking out of this spiritual gym. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference. You know it. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you've made a choice to live life fully, to let go of the BS, to remember who you are. And even while you're going through challenges, while you're going through things that are confusing, you're reminding yourself that God is all there is, and that's good enough. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, a Life Conversations radio, of course. I am is your host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as me, as you. Well, actually, in this case, me. It's unique. I don't know about y'all, but the I Am presence is uniquely expressing this life coach ID. And so I don't know what the I Am presence is doing with y'all. Y'all, good Lord. Just stop it. So anyway, welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Thank you for being here. I welcome all of you listening online, those of you listening on the phone line, on your gadgets, you know, those i stuff and the Android stuff. Thank you, thank you. And those of you listening on the archive, we appreciate you. We thank you for tuning in. And our within radio listeners, thank you, thank you. Electra, my dear sister. Let me see if I can do this. I'm going to get some breath. I tried, Electra. I tried. But I can't hold it as long as you do. One day I'm going to narrow it down. I'm going to nail it, should I say. And wake up. Laurie in the house. Hello, big brother. It is so nice to hear your voice, big brother. I love you, big brother. And of course, we got Celeste. Hello, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and I'm here to bring you Life Coach Addy acting a fool. Let me bring on Celeste. I don't know if there's anything else in this way, but I don't know why I'm cutting up. I don't know why I even asked that question. I mean, come on now. This is a habit. It's a way of being. Isn't that right, Celeste? I keep asking, why am I doing stuff? Like it's so unusual. Like it's so unusual for me to be silly. I mean, I don't know. I need to wake up and smell my own coffee. Actually, my tea. How about that?
Yes. Indeed. The British are coming. The British are coming. Hi, baby.
Sounds like, okay.
Hey, you know what, Life Coach, today I have to give you a gift that Electra gave to us, and I think that's why we really appreciate your silliness. She said that it's always good when I can start my week with Life Conversations Radio Network, and that's really a powerful manifestation and confirmation of you just being you. We wouldn't have you be any other way.
I know, that's right. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I was any other way. Oh, my God. I was getting to my own nerves. It's like, who are you? Please get out of my body. I know I feel funny sometimes when I've been silly, but I kind of like that guy. Okay, leave now. No. E.T. home.
Wow. You know what? A perfect segue. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling right now even more magnetic, more loving, warm, fuzzy all over? Are you feeling that energy that's flowing today?
Before I answer the question, are you looking for a specific answer, or you just want to know what is true?
I'm just looking for the truth.
Okay, good. If I can give you the
for
truth.
You.
For me right now, I really feel like I'm in this... it's like... It's funny you asked me this question, because I was thinking about that before the show. I feel like I am... Here it is. It's like something is about to happen. No. This is the best analogy, because it comes to me. I feel like I'm going on stage, but I don't know what I'm going to say. And spirit in me, God as me, says, go on stage, I got your script. I'll give it to you when you need it. So I'm in this space of allowing and just dancing. So maybe I'll feel that later, I don't know. But I just feel like in a place of listening. That's where I'm at right now.
That's beautiful.
Is there something I need to be feeling? Something going on? Did y'all send me some gifts that I haven't received? What's going on? Tell me.
You being in a state of listening, the receptivity, the allowing, really speaks to you tapping into your feminine side. We're all being graced today.
Hey, girl, don't be putting my business out on the street, okay? Stop it.
I know, but it's not just you, though. It's all of us. You gotta see those Star David in the sky right now. Intense feminine energies, yes.
All right, I know you're going to tell us in the celestial moment what that's about, but tell us a little bit about the Star David that's in the universe, the downloading feminine energy.
It is. It's so yummy. What's happening is you have the planets, and I'm not going to give you the planets until my celestial moment, but you have the water planets and the earth planets all aligning, creating a Star of David in the sky as we speak, have done it. And there are people all over the world. I mean, it's all over Facebook right now that that this energy, people say it's the cosmic mother coming in to fruition. People say that right now, well, even while your show is going on, that it's really important to focus on those sacred feminine qualities. And 2013 is the return of the mother, because that number is six. But I'll hold off. But what I'm saying to you is, energetically, it's like, the best way that I can describe it is like a big hug from a heavenly mother embracing all of us right now.
You know, I love this thing called life, called spirit, called God, goddess, creator, most high, whatever name you want to call it, the universe. You know, I listen to you and I think, wow, how appropriate that we're doing a show called You're Not Qualified to Judge Yourself. Because as you were talking, what I thought of was the love of a mother, and a mother that loves unconditionally. And for some of us, we are so powerful that we decide to have a mother who smothered us rather than mothered us. But it's all good, because it's a divine plan. But a mother who has learned or remember who she is, loves her child, loves her children unconditionally, and reminds them that they are loved no matter what. So to do a show today about you are not qualified to judge yourself, it's like, talk about doing your own reading. I know it's for me. This show is really for me. Anybody else is just eavesdropping, you know. So I'm grateful to be in alignment with that conversation and that energy. Yeah, you've inspired a lot there. But so,
no, it's so what it is. Because I can feel that energy. You know, the people say, I remember, who was it? I don't want to cheat on my master astrologer, because he wasn't the one who said this, but another astrologer who was on the show. The master astrologer is Mark Husson's family.
That must be Mark Husson, yes.
Husson, yes. But another astrologer spoke about hearing water in your voice a day.
Oh, really? So, water in my voice.
Yeah, water in your voice. It's just
water. It's tea. Yes.
Yeah. But you know, that water in your voice really speaks to the compassion that you exhibit, and that, you know, that Pisces energy that flows with your, I'm in your business, with that Aries fire. You have this beautiful combination of this masculine, you know, fire energy, and that Pisces just a little bit just flowing with it. I mean, I just think it's one of the things that makes you so uniquely you, and the show is perfect, because you're going to help us kiss our boo-boos today.
I know, that's right. Yep, let's all gather around. This is a 12 step for people who got boo-boos. Come over here and let's kiss it. It's all good. Yes. You know,
I'm going to sit here and I didn't mean to hog your show.
You said what?
I said I didn't mean to hog your show, but I was
trying
to
judge my
I think I did, and I'm not
going to
judge my judgment.
Okay, because you're not qualified to judge your judgment, and you're not even qualified to judge yourself, so stop it. Just stop it.
No, I'm just having a sacred conversation with a dear friend on Monday.
Right. Everything we're talking about, somebody needs to hear it. I know I do.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Oh, well, you better check the chat room while I'm reading announcements.
Let's check the chat room. What y'all talking about in the... No, he didn't. I didn't do what? Shadowed my feminine side? I could do that too, you know. Yeah, I wish I had a webcam. No, I don't actually. I don't actually wish I had a webcam. But for y'all, I wish I had a webcam, because I was just like, girl, you better recognize. Okay. All right, stop.
No, you didn't.
I said out loud, I thought I was whispering.
No. And you know what? And I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out. I mean, a love out, because we don't do shout-outs.
We don't do shout-outs.
I want to say hi to my baby sister and give love to Miss Electra. So here we go. I'm about to get to your announcements now.
All right, go ahead. Do the announcement.
I dare her to press one. You know, we need, you want to talk about some Pisces energy, Piscean energy. Ooh-wee. Okay, I'm done. I'm moving on to the announcements.
Moving on. Celeste is about to do the announcement. Hello, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and I am Life Coach Ade. I'm shutting my mouth right now.
Thought he'd never go away. Good afternoon, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach a Day any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of July is Love is Freedom, and we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Mutti Emily Diane Gunter, founder of the Rites of Passage Youth Empowerment Foundation and international facilitator, is rejoining Life Coach Today to share about Super Learning 3000. Learning made simple. Learn how to use your mind in a completely new way. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And this Thursday, Life Coach Today will be the special guest on the Playground of Life. They'll be sharing about the summer season and tapping into your goals, dreams, and desires. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month, which is happening this week. Get ready for part 2 of The Guru Your Soul. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot and numerology to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info about these shows, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? Yes, it is, on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu. and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Adai.
Celeste, I just got to tell you that I've been told to let Celeste do her thing. You ain't got no chance. Let her just do what she does. So I'm in. So are you done? Because I've been told to on my own show.
Wow, you know. You're the king. Cut it out.
I know, that's right. Ain't nobody shush me.
Off with your head.
You are the head of the network. You are the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. You've got this thing right here. Hey, guess what? A queen just walked in.
The queen just walked in.
She did.
All right. Somebody need to give us some water.
Queen Goddess Opulence just walked in. I'm giving her a love.
And you know where her queendom is. You know where her queendom is, right?
In heaven.
In heaven. So we need to hang with the queen so we can all elevate in consciousness.
Absolutely. All right,
let's do some work.
Okay.
Peace out, homie.
I'll see you around one. With some questions.
We'll see you around one. Ooh, I like questions. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, let's try that. Okay, so you're doing too much. I'm not going to tell you what I did because you're not qualified enough to judge me and I'm not qualified to judge myself. So we're just going to keep it moving. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's talk about today's theme. Let's talk about the month's theme. We're getting ready to wrap up the theme, Love is Freedom. You know? Actually, before I do that, I want to send something to Celeste. Hold on one second. I got to be quiet or else I'll type what I'm... I will say what I'm typing. But y'all don't need to know it. I am a mess. And yes, I embrace my mess. And when I embrace my mess, I get a message from the goddess within. The God within says, you are not qualified to judge yourself. So, back to the show. 347-426-3346. Call now for your inspirational vitamin. So, we're talking about love is freedom. We'll focus on this theme. Yeah, and I'm curious to see... feel how you listeners, and whenever you get back to me during the show, email, I really want to know. Okay, I had another thought, but I won't add that to it. I really want to know what love is freedom means to you. Do you really agree? I mean, what I'm talking about, do you really agree that when you sit with that statement, love is freedom. What comes up for you? Do you feel that sense of freedom now? Or do you feel, well, love is freedom sometimes, but love can be bondage sometimes and all the other stuff? I'm curious to hear your thoughts. And you can post it on the like pages. You can email it, ask@lifecoachadai.com. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Or just call in 347-426-3346. You know, and as I think about today's topic, you're not qualified to judge yourself. I think about how I heard, when I heard the title, when I heard the theme, it was so clear. It was, you know, it's that still small voice that is so loud and so clear that I knew it was the title for the show. And I've been sitting with it, thinking about it, digesting it. And if we really take it in, this can change your life, I mean, in the most profound way. I am one to say I am my own worst critic.
I am the one to talk about how sometimes when I listen to my show, I judge myself, and I say it like it's a badge of honor or something. Like, oh, yeah, I judge. Oh. And I know I'm not alone, because I've definitely, I interact with different kind of people, different kind of work, career, and people talk about, yeah, you know, sometimes I don't always see my own gift. Somehow, I don't know. It's this whole thing about, it's like we bought into some idea that we must put ourselves forward as not enough in order to be accepted. We must say, oh yeah, I'm critical of myself, so I belong to this club of whatever that club is. Imagine if we evolve, if we change our perspective, if we start to talk about what we're great at, what we do so well, without making excuses. Talking about how great our life's moving, how we're living our life, what we're learning from a place of groundedness. Like, you know, I woke up today, I was a little bit nervous about how the day was going to go, or overwhelmed, but then I just shift my mind, and then this happened, and that happened, and guess what I found out about myself? Guess what I discovered? I realized, you know, I've been judging my parents, I've been judging my brother, my sister, and I decided to call them up and say, you know what? I didn't know. If we start having conversation like that, rather than joining with one another, yeah, I'm like that too. Yeah, I'm my own. What is that about? It's crazy. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Because the truth is, the more we judge ourselves, the more we end up in a place where we say we don't want to be. Now, I'm going to leave that there for a minute. Just sit with that. And I want to take you on a journey. I want to take you on a journey and what this is, this idea of not being qualified enough. You know, on the journey of self-discovery, we talk about you got to know yourself, you got to know your weaknesses and your strengths. And there was a time that I was sort of afraid to talk about my weaknesses. But your weaknesses doesn't mean there's something wrong. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean there's something bad. It doesn't mean you're not enough. You just know what you do well and what you need to give to somebody else. Now, let's go on a journey. Before I take you on a journey, I gotta sip my tea. 1 second, it's getting cold. You know, I don't like warm tea. You know that already. Tea. I love it. Stands for transformation. Now, I don't care if your parents were around, your father was around, your mother was around, not around, should I say. They were never around, you were whoever. What I do know, what you do know to be true, is your parents, your mom, your dad came together. And even if the sperm was donated, there's this man that donated sperm. So whoever, the two people that came together, that created space for you to exist today, I want you to just visualize that. Think of your father. Think of your mother. You may have all kind of thoughts. You may even judge them. You may affirm them. You may love them. You may think of what they taught you. You may think of what they didn't teach you. Now, behind your mom and your dad are their parents, your grandparents. Behind your grandparents are their parents, your great-grandparents. And then we have the great-great-grandparents. Stay with me, I'm going somewhere here. Just visualize. And behind each and every one of them, they're their parents. And the number goes on and on and on and on. Where do we stop? It's infinite. Now, all those people, your ancestors, those that came before you, as far back as you can go, you know, just imagine if there ever was a point, a time where, if there was a beginning of your ancestral tree, which really there isn't. That's a whole different conversation. Everything that all of those people behind your parents went through, how they lived their life, what they liked, what they didn't like, the struggles, the successes, the pain, the healing, all that they went through lives in you. Just take that in for a minute. I don't care if you're ashamed about your ancestors or you praise them. All of what they did, how they lived, what they thought, what they felt, what they went through, how they lived their life, lives in you. It may be too deep for some of us to take in, and you may even disagree, and that's fine too. You know, it's cool to disagree. Don't take my word for it. You got to experience your own truth. I'm just here to stimulate thoughts. But those who want to just play around with this idea. Now, think of your life, the challenges that you've gone through, the lessons that you find yourself keep learning over and over and over, and you say, I thought I have mastered this. Maybe it's a health challenge. Maybe it's about creating harmonious relationships. Maybe it's this issue. Maybe you have a teacher called money that just every time you think you graduated from that class, the money says, no, no, no. You're learning some things, but there's still some more to learn. Maybe it's this idea of not enough. Maybe it's this idea of you feeling like nobody's ever going to love you. Maybe you feel alone. Maybe you feel like you're afraid of success. Maybe you feel like it's hard to forgive somebody. You know you're supposed to. I know, but I can't. Whatever you're dealing with, just think about that for a minute. And I want you to really think about this and look at it from a different perspective. Just shift a little bit. Just change your position. Just have a different point of view. Now, think of the things that really just get on your nerves. They're just frustrating. Could it be that you are living out what your ancestors went through? Could it be that because you have been doing your spiritual work, you are now aware of the healing that is needed in your lineage? Because the more you are aware, the more aware you become. If you're keeping your head in the sand and don't want to look at what's going on and the whole world is against you, I just want to be my own space. I don't want to be around people because people get on my nerves. I hate people at work. I hate the bus driver people. I know who I am. I love myself, so I don't deal with that foolishness. That's fine, too. But when that doesn't serve you anymore and you choose to start taking your head out of the sand and look at life, you start to see things you hadn't seen before. And rather than judge yourself for becoming aware of what needs healing, last week we had Reverend Deborah Johnson here. We were talking about feel, deal, and heal. So all the challenges that you're going through, could it be that you are the place for healing? Could it be that you are the one standing up to be part of the shift that is necessary so that humanity can really know itself as one with all things, one with nature, one with all, one with the goodness of life? Now, if this is too much for your head to wrap around, just take a deep breath. Just breathe in. Bring it down a little bit. The idea of not being qualified enough to judge yourself is rooted in not having all the information. Because if you have all the information, if you think of how you judge yourself, and you're so right, and that's what it is, then when you catch a new awareness, you still hold on to the self-judgment or any kind of judgment. Think about times you've judged yourself or others. Sometimes most times when you have a new awareness, a new perspective, you go, oh, I didn't know that. And all this time I thought, oh, I thought you meant, oh, my bad. So if your judgment can change, and it always does, then you're not qualified to judge yourself or others because you don't have the tools. You don't have all the information. Part of what you're living is before you and beyond you. We weren't born with judgment. We learn judgment. What we're born with, who we are, is love. So when a love awareness is, an insight. There we go. An insight that comes from a place of love is revealed to us, it becomes, oh, I did not know that. Now, let me bring that into another, let me bring it to an example, a personal example for myself. And I don't know if I've ever shared this. There's a moment of a moment of vulnerability here. Woo! Let's take a break. No, we're not. We're going to talk about this. We can do it. Okay, it's not that deep because I meant to talk about it anyway. Now, so here it is. People have always said I look like my father. And when I was younger, I didn't see it. I just thought, I don't look nothing like that man. I know it's my father, but I don't look nothing like him. Nothing like him. But the more older I get, I look in the mirror. I'm like, hey, whoa, what's my dad doing in the mirror? Oh, that's me. And what I'm learning in my relationship with my father is it's not just the physical features. What I'm recognizing is in him and myself is the similarity in the way we communicate. Now, my father lives in Nigeria, and of course he's Nigerian. And in Nigeria, when you ask somebody, when you say, how are you doing today? What's going on? No, well, there are different ways to answer. Like people here in America say "alafia." In Nigeria, in Yoruba language, we say "she alafia," which is "are things well? How are things going?" Now, and then sometimes you say, "How are you doing?" Am I going to give you the Yoruba word? I guess I will. And the Yoruba word when you say "ewuleshi," which is "what are you doing?" The response is Toluwa Lanchi. I'm not going to repeat it. If you do, then you have to call me them to repeat it. Toluwa Lanchi, there you go. Which means we're doing God's work. We're doing what God is asking us to do, what God is asking me to do. I'm in alignment with God's work. So when I call my father and I say, well, how are you doing? What you doing? Toluwa Lanchi. Okay, we're doing God's work. We're doing what God calls me to do. Okay, got it. And I'll laugh because he didn't really, cause I want to know exactly what he's doing. So one day I said, you know, you're not really answering my question, right? I said, what are you doing right now? What's going on in your life? He said, oh, you want to know what I'm doing right now? I said, yes, like right now. I know you're doing what God wants you to do, but what are you doing? What does that look like? He said, I'm breathing. And that's what I did. I bust out laughing. Now, it's not the first time my father said that to me. And sometimes in the past, I used to just give up and like, oh, forget it. Because I want to know how he's doing. We talk on the phone. I want to know how his health is. He'll be 80 this year in November. You know, he sounds happy, sounds peaceful. But I want to know, where is he? What is he doing? But he just won't give me that answer. And it occurred to me that, you know, Ade, you do stuff like that too. You know how to answer a question without answering the question. And I said, okay, now I know where I got it from. So I was sharing the conversation with Celeste, and I said, you know, I was talking to my father, and I thought it was just funny. It was funny. So I started with her, and I laughed. And I said, I realized that I do the same thing. And then I said to Celeste, I said, but I know why I do it. I do it because I'm thinking if I tell people what I'm dealing with, they might start sympathizing or feeling sorry for me, and I don't want people to do that. Or they might start panicking and saying, oh, my God, you're going through challenges. What can we do? Now, that only applies to if something's going on that I'm not really kind of, you know, I'm working my way through. But as I was telling Celeste, I said, wait a minute, that's not true. That is not true, because when I say the reason I do it is because I don't want people to judge me or sympathize with me or start sending all this negative energy. It's not true. I do it because it lives in my father. My interpretation of doing what my father does is, now I made up a story about it. I do it because I don't want people to judge me. It's a lie. I don't know. I don't really know the truth. Now, I'm not judging my father, and I'm not judging myself anymore. I don't know if my father learned that from his father. I don't know if my grandfather learned that from his grandfather. So why should I judge myself saying, you know, sometimes when people ask you questions, you don't really tell them the full details. Now, hear me here. There's wisdom. And it doesn't mean that I tell people my whole life what's going on. Sometimes people are not even interested in what's going on in your life. They're like, oh, my God, I was feeling all good until I start hearing your story. But the lesson for me is I had judged myself and sometimes say, I wish I was, you know, I wish I could tell people the things particularly when I'm having a challenge. I wish I can tell them about my challenges. The flip side of it is people will also tell me, you know, one of the things I love about your show is because you tell us what you're going through. So that's just messing with my head. It's like, yeah, I do tell what I'm going through, but I know you don't tell everything. But we're not meant to tell everything. You let your spirit be your guide. So how does that apply to you now that you heard my story, this long story about going back to your ancestors? Because this is a process that you really got to slow down. In the Western spirituality, some parts of it is we talk about it's just you. It's up to you to change your life. True, but there's a paradox. Your life is the way it is because you created it as so. Yes, your life is the way it is because you created it as so. At the same time, your life, that life lives in your parents. That life lives in your ancestors. So your life that extends beyond time is the way it is because you, your soul, created it as it is. As opposed to me, just me, I day creating my life and, oh, my God, I'm not open. I need to tell people when I'm challenged. Or what else? What else do I do? I can't think of anything right now. Just make it personal. What are the things that you judge yourself for? Maybe you're too harsh. Maybe you find you don't feel safe to be vulnerable. Maybe when you're in a relationship, you really want to ask for what you want, but you can't. And then you say to yourself, it's because you don't have, it's because you have low self-esteem, or it's because you haven't learned to love yourself. Stop that foolishness, because that's what it is. How do I know it's foolishness? Because the truth of who we are is pure awareness. So we become very intellectual about our spirituality, that we're disconnected from source. We try to use the same mindset that created the BS to set ourselves free. But you will never solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. Accepting that you're not qualified enough to judge yourself is an act of love. There are times you will say something and you might beat yourself up saying, oh my God, I don't know why I said that. I didn't mean to say that. And the person said it to a comeback and said, you know what? Remember last time when we were in the meeting or when we went out to dinner and you said something and you're like, yeah, I remember. Oh, I feel so bad. I'm really sorry. No. I am so glad you did, because nobody's told me that truth. And you, brave enough to tell me that truth, I had to think about my life. So now, The thing you did that you thought was bad or wrong set somebody free, and they're thankful and grateful for you saying that. Judgment as the number one poison. Judgment is not only limited thinking. Judgment takes you away from the essence, from the truth of who you are, separates you from source. When you judge yourself or judge others, you don't have all the information. You don't. Because you're looking at life, whenever you're judging yourself or somebody else, you're looking at it from your five senses. Because when you go, when you just get on board your spiritual helicopter and hover over your life, you get to see the forest for the trees. And you understand that this habit that you have, the way you, maybe you always doubt or you don't trust, that your parents were like that. Maybe your mother, when she was pregnant with you, she was afraid she wouldn't go through full term. Maybe she didn't trust the process that she is a good mother. Maybe people around her didn't trust her. Maybe she was going to abort you and you were marinating in that energy. And now you live it out. This is raw spiritual steak. It's like, don't have it well done. This is raw. You need to have some strong spiritual teeth to chew on this. Because when we talk about love is freedom, love loves just for the sake of loving. And there is nothing you can do to stop love loving you. You can choose to believe that you are not loved because of the thoughts you're thinking, because of what you did or didn't do. But love, every time, whenever you return to love, love will receive you with open arms, like the prodigal son or prodigal daughter. Like, welcome home. Look at what I got for you. Let's celebrate. You're back home. You get to return to yourself. True love, unconditional love, love without conditions. Is even while you're judging yourself, I still love you. Even while you judge others, you are still loved. When we start from that place, actually, before I go there, I want to give you a tool here. Next time you find yourself judging yourself or others, just ask yourself, could there be another answer? Could there be a different perspective? Could there be something that I'm not seeing? Could there be something that I don't know? And the answer is always yes. It is. We are not born to judge. We are born to be more of love, more of God, more of life. And whenever you judge yourself, you are now separating yourself through your thoughts from love. Then when you move in the direction of judgment, you are now putting yourself in bondage. When you move in the direction of love, you are now setting yourself free. Love is freedom. And for some of us, it may be hard to stop judging because we have neural pathways that are cute, that are right in alignment. All they do is get ready to judge. And when you're not judging, they're like, hey, we got to judge something. We're starving here. Give us something to judge. So there's a change that needs to happen in your brain as well. That's why we meditate. That's why we take time to go to the spiritual gym, to create new neural pathways. That you start to love without even thinking about loving.
And you can do it simply by remembering that you are love. And if that doesn't work, just say, this person got on my nerves. I can't stand them. I wish they blah, 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 blah. But could there be something else I don't know about them? Could there be something else about this situation? Unless you're addicted to pain, unless you're addicted to just whooping your own ass, then keep thinking the thought of judgment. Because love will always be there to receive you. We're not qualified enough to judge ourselves. But we are qualified to love ourselves with all the error of thinking, because the essence of who you are is love. You have all it takes to love yourself and love others. This thing called love is, yeah, love doesn't pay the bills. Love doesn't change racism. Yeah, what is this love you talk about? Give me some specifics. Those who know love surrenders to it. Those who don't know love debate about the meaning of love. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. So, all of you that are listening to this show right now, even if you listen just for a few minutes, you've been fired from being the judge of your own life. You suck at it. You're doing a horrible job. Called out a judgment, so be it. Judge me for telling you you're doing a horrible job. You're doing a horrible job. You're not good. You're not qualified at judging yourself. You're so much more than that. You can set yourself free right now. We can set ourselves free right now. But you got to do your own work. You got to remember to go to that spiritual gym. Because if you don't go to the spiritual gym daily, regularly, you're going to go outside in the world. And what are you going to do? You'll be too strong. You'll be too weak to love yourself. Because we live in a society that empowers your judgment. Tells you, yes, you must judge others. If people are wrong, wrong is wrong. I don't care what you say. If they mistreat you, that's just wrong. You know? Look at your butt. You need to put something on it to make it bigger. Oh, look at it. It's too big. Put something on it to make it smaller. Look at you. You're getting old. You need to look young. You look young. You need to look old. Oh, you can't do this. You need a medication. You can't get up in the morning. Oh, you need another medication. And then you need a medication to deal with the after effects of that. Oh, you don't have enough money. Something's wrong with your consciousness. Oh, my God. You need to buy this program. You listen to this show. You know, it's an interesting paradox. But when you zoom out or get in your spiritual helicopter and look at life, you can see it for the movie that it is. And then maybe you can stop taking everything too seriously. And when you are triggered by something, you can sort of say, maybe there's an information. Maybe I don't have the whole truth. Maybe I don't have all the information. Maybe there's something else I need to see here. Maybe there's something I need to learn. It's so easy to judge, but it takes spiritual maturity to love while everybody else is judging. I'm going to play something here. Let's see. Yeah, okay. I got the nod from the heart quarters. But yes, that's the next thing to play. And then it's about a minute long or so. And then we're going to come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And yeah, let's play that right now. Life is good. It's getting better. And the life you're living today will set your descendants free, even if you don't have children. Who you're being today will set your niece and nephews free, your cousin free, that they get to live life to the fullest. So you have a responsibility to those who came before you. You have a responsibility to those who are going to come after you. And you certainly have a responsibility to to yourself, Jack Armstrong.
You are in divine order. Always remember this and understand all that it implies. Just as the sun rises each morning and your bodily systems function without conscious effort and leaves appear from nowhere in the spring, you are carrying out the divine plan for your life, and your good will unfold for you as it should at the appropriate moment. Relax in your knowledge of this certainty. Reject the influence of any negative emotion that arises in your conscious mind. If you believe that your good is certain and that there is a blessing in every situation, which admittedly is still difficult for you to internalize, then none of these emotions can have any power over you whatsoever. Once you have given a negative thought or condition even the slightest bit of power or credibility, it will attempt to latch onto you with full determination, and it will take an even greater amount of determination on your part to rid yourself of it. Approach this task as if it were a life or death matter, for it is, in a spiritual sense.
Yes, it is. You are not qualified to judge yourself as a matter of life and death. That's divine order and negative thoughts from my friend Jack Armstrong. He's the author of Lessons from the Source, spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. Life is a journey. Relax. You know, nobody's coming out of it alive. Your body won't, but your soul would say, ha-ha, freedom! We'll be right back, 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family members' tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask LifeCoachToday.com. That's A-S-K at LifeCoachToday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There is no separation, we are one. So when you love you, you're loving all. When you judge you, you're judging all. Thank you all for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Electra Motherwit Valerie is in the house. Silent listeners, disguised guests, Larry is in the house, Delicia is in the house, Les is in the house, and all the other people that are hiding. We see you. Thank you all for tuning in, and those, our listeners on Within Radio, thank you. And those of you who listen on the archive, you know some of y'all are busy during the day. It's 1:11, I better bring on Celeste. That's a good time to bring Celeste on. And out one. But yes, thank you for tuning in and sharing the show. And I'm adding your energy. It just, you know, relax. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. Okay? Because all you need is grace. Go ahead, Destiny Muhammad. What do we need to know? And let's bring on, like Electra calls it, the lady with a silky voice. And Monique Ruffin calls it. I got to go look it up. What did Monique Ruffin say about your voice, Celeste? You know.
I think she said something about life.
Give
life.
Life-giving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that. I'm going to pull it up. Let me see. I'm going to the archive.
Really?
Anyway, how are you doing?
Because I might be able to find it. You know what? Life Coach Day, I with everything that I have been sharing with you at the beginning of the show, I actually found something that makes this energy today even more approachable, which I'm so happy about, because we tend to be in the air and flying really high. But I found some words that brings it even more to the ground. So I quickly pulled that together to be able to share it with all of my family. I knew today was a special day, but Shannon Port of the Art of the Feminine brought it home in a way that I'm awestruck. I'm grateful to be in this moment because this is it's a rare event, and it's important not to miss it.
So much so that you just whispering and emphasizing it.
So I have it.
Is it tied into your celestial moment? Whatever you want to do, it's your segment.
It is tied in. But I have to give you some gifts first before I do that.
You want to give me some gifts? I like gifts.
Yes. Okay. Electra said, you cleaning house on a cellular level today.
I know that's right. I know that is right.
Mother Wit enjoyed whipping your own assets.
Oh, is that what she said?
No,
I ain't gonna judge. I ain't gonna judge you, Shouty. I'm just gonna love you. You ain't qualified enough to judge me because I'm not qualified to judge myself. So she said,
no, that's her.
Yes, I'm choosing.
Like, are you saying whipping your own ass? I switched it to assets.
No, I know. Oh, she said, she was talking to me. But here's the thing. Somebody else in the chat room who I might put on blast, well, actually to Facebook, talking about, yes, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And your point, I already considered I'd do it. Because it's about telling the truth. Now, I dare you to call in 347. As a matter of fact, I might just call out your name. Now what you going to do? Because I can. 347-426-3346. You better call in and confess before I put you on blast. Put you on blast because I can. All right. Calm down, young man. It's not that deep. Take a breath. Celeste is in the house. She's bringing light and love. And, you know, I'm committed to setting myself free. You know, I'm committed to having fun. And sometimes some of the things that I do say about myself, I'm like, I'm terrified about that. And I'm not forced to say anything that I say. I say it because I want to say it. I know it's for my own freedom. And I also do get that my role that I play in this big playground, everybody has their role part. What I'm doing is what I'm doing. Is the essence of my purpose, the essence of my soul being here is to tell the truth, to tell the truth. And it's not always easy because sometimes I don't want to tell myself the truth. Sometimes I don't want to see the truth. But when you understand what your soul's mission is, it just makes sense to yield to it. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's challenging. And right now I'm good about sharing my own business. Now, later on, I'd be like, I can't believe I said that. But right now, I'm cool, you know, because I'm setting myself free. I did judge myself. I judged myself about things that probably had nothing to do with me. But real healing is about bringing awareness to the things about us that brings up an energy. You know, if you feel funny about it, or you may have judged yourself about it or wondered why you do it, all you got to do is bring awareness to it. Like, stop blaming my dad. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming my ancestors. It's just our makeup.
Okay.
So let's do celestial moment, you know.
Okay.
We got something to do.
All right. I'm going to get to it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you celestial moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift and an update about the planets. We are experiencing a rare grand sextile alignment. The last time this occurred was toward the end of the Second World War on February 7, 1945. On that day, the number one, the magician, was running. Today, Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune are joined by Chiron, Pluto, Venus, and the Taurus moon. This represents the spiritual marriage of heaven and earth. The sacred union is also known as the divine marriage of spirit and matter, soul and spirit, and the feminine and masculine principles. In Hinduism, the six-pointed star is the symbol for the heart chakra, the place where God merges with us fully. And as we begin the great balancing, the feminine principle comes to the forefront to lead the healing of both polarities. She comes bearing divine love, compassion, and the undeviating law of justice and balance. All of us are part of this awakening. All of us are participating in holding space on earth. Self-acceptance allows us to be who we came to be at this time and to know and love our Mother Earth as she takes this initiation into a higher dimension of sacred union. These words are from Shannon Port, from The Art of the Feminine. Now six is the lesson number running today, and it's running for all of us since 2013 equals six. And if it happens to be your birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. The number six is a loving, stable, and harmonious vibration ruled by Venus. The planet Venus represents love, sensuality, harmony, romance, and beauty. Six is also the lover's card in tarot, which is connected to Gemini astrologically. Then we have the snake, the medicine card, shedding its skin to reveal new life through transmutation. Our sixth chakra is our third eye chakra and awakens with the beauty of inner awareness. We can see through the shadows and find love standing there. The sixth letter of the alphabet is F, and words like freedom, flight, and fascinate connect us to the magical power of six. Now today, we're going to put the spotlight on the Six of Swords from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. And when you marry the expansiveness of six with the power of your thoughts, you connect your head to your heart. The element for the Suit of Swords is air, and that is also the element for the heart chakra. None of us can live without air. Air is love, flowing unconditionally to all humankind. So how fitting to have six women flying in the sky over a grove of trees in the Six of Swords card. These women are joined by roses, which represent passion and healing for the heart, and knives, which connect us with the sharpness of living our own truth. They have uttered a sacred yes and decided to not be bound by their painful experiences. Instead, they make a choice to become the observer. From this vantage point, they have an all-encompassing view of their soul story. Lift the level of your consciousness. We have choices to make from these tall heights. We can be amazed or we can be afraid, but it doesn't hurt to enjoy the view. All is well. And that's the story of six, told through the Six of Swords in Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday, around one, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Ah, that's so beautiful. Listen to your words, and it's, you know, really, it's all about love. It's all about love, and as I listen to your celestial woman, it's like I just feel like reminding ourselves, myself, and others that if we just learn to love ourselves. It sounds so easy, sounds like, oh, yeah, but there's more to it. No, there isn't. It's all about love. You talk about six representing snake. It's time to just shed the old skin, you know, to just be made new. And in shedding the skin, yeah, we're going to be vulnerable. Yeah, we're going to be exposed, but we're exposed to something new. Ah, I'm so grateful for you, Celeste. You weave that truth together.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, you ready for you ready for some questions? Woohoo!
Not yet. Not before I talk about your show yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yes, was off the chain. I mean, you were in the flow.
Mm.
You in the flow, man. You were taking no prisoners. You setting everybody free. She said, "I'm taking no prisoners. I'm setting everybody free. Go here, take this. Go." How was your show? How was that experience for you yesterday?
It was very freeing because I was able to take advice from my producer, who wanted me to be more of myself, and I had attitude with him first.
See, I wasn't even asking all of that. Okay, only if you care to share, you want to talk. You want to talk about it?
I do. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I think it's important. You know, I'm not qualified to judge myself. Even you know, so I'm not tripping about it. I was like, what is he talking about? Fine. But when I finally let go, I had more fun on my show last night, and I thought I was having fun. But more layers of who I am were able to be revealed because I was afraid to let go of a script, of words, of being prepared. I completely flew last night. I had some notes, but I wasn't tied to them. So I really want to come out of the closet to say thank you for your constructive critique. I would not have been able to experience the energy of being a high priest in my own right since five was running yesterday. I showed up. I showed
you
up. Sure. I showed out because you gave me what I needed to do that. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, so what did you do yesterday that was different from what you used to do?
I played more with numbers, which I love anyway. Your counsel was about, you know what? You love numbers. You love planets. You know, when we're talking, you know, just when I'm talking to you and I get inspired by something, you can feel my raw energy. And all of that wasn't necessarily coming to the show. Though, I like being on the radio. I had a passion for it since I was a child. But there was still more of me that I wasn't expressing. And when I was able to do the readings, I love to do readings. Are you kidding me? When I was able to do the readings, share the energy of the day, pull cards for the week, which I remembered. I actually had them, right? Pull card for the week to invite people to come and play with me to figure out, you know, what's moving in their life and what's happening this week. And, you know, just sprinkle it with a little fun. And I was hanging out on the playground with, you know, one of my bestest friends in the world, which is you. I mean, it was just cool. It just felt like, you know, when the show was over, I felt like my mom had called me in the house. Like, okay, Sean, the lights are on. Get back in the house. I wasn't ready to be done. I had fun. Mm-hmm. It was mad fun showing up, though, as myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a numbers girl. I love me some numbers.
You are. And I felt your energy. It was like, wow. And you know, that's what we all need to remind ourselves of. Like, when we hold back, the world miss out.
Mm-hmm.
When we give of ourselves, the world gains. You know, you were so fire. I was listening to you, and really, I don't know if I told you this yesterday. I said, you know, I had this thought. I said, we are doing we're producing some great radio shows. That's what I thought of, the shows that are on Life Conversations Radio Network. It's like, we're putting out some great radio programs, and I was proud of you. I mean, if I was a listener that didn't know much about the radio network, I mean, I was impressed because you were in flow, you were having fun, you were free. And that's what we all have to remember. Where are we playing small? Where are we hiding in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where in our lives are we thinking we want to come out? And the truth is, people say, well, I want to come out, but there's a skeleton in my closet. It's okay if you have skeletons in your closet. As a matter of fact, if you have skeletons in your closet, be grateful. Because if you're willing to go in that closet, the skeleton will give you some backbone to show up. And wow. I told people there with no backbones, and I had a skeleton in my, you need the skeleton that's in your closet. It will give you backbone. So bring it all out.
And that's why I think it's good to share, you know, when you are fortunate enough, because your heart knows when somebody is guiding you in a way that doesn't feel right or when you can trust someone. I think it's really important for me to say on the air, in front of you, in your face, I wasn't feeling you last week when you told me that. But I'm so grateful you didn't pay attention to me and pushed me anyway. And you didn't even push. You said it. You gave a suggestion. Numbers, astronomy. That's where you're an expert. Let's play with that.
Okay, fine.
And I kept hearing more and more that he's right. He's right. You just led me to my heart. You didn't tell me what to do. You just, you know, pointed the way. And I thank you. I think it's important to get real with people.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
know
welcome.
Who you can get real with, too, though. I mean, it's really important. The thing that you always say is that it's important that we understand we're interdependent.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, you know, everybody may not necessarily be on your side. The universe is on your side. Maybe there's some people who don't know how to show up to help support you in that. But when you're blessed enough to have somebody in your corner that's just like, all right, we're going to rock this, you got to trust that and you got to play with it. And I didn't get a second opinion either.
What do you think? Well, you got
yeah.
a second opinion, or you went with. I mean, I remember the conversation, but I really remember it. I mean, actually, I told you days after I got that when it came to me. And what I see about people is what they're great at, and I have to shine light on that. And you know, sometimes it's scary for me. It's like, oh God, especially someone who had issues with being judged or so, like, you know, being wrong, not being wrong. That's what it was. So for me now, I've just learned to surrender. It's like, okay, I'm going to say it. They may not like it or not like it, but I didn't mean anything. I wasn't being malicious or anything, but I know you were. I'm just talking. I know you were clear. Well, first we were kind of like, okay,
uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, well, I can't touch that. It's not mine to deal with. But, and I've been checked in different ways because it's the truth. And I just really, you know, I'm grateful you sharing the experience. I just asked about your show. I didn't even know where we're going with it. But it's like we all have something to contribute, and whenever we hold back, the world miss out.
Oh, yeah.
The world is missing out on what you're
getting. That's it right there. That is the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I've been trying to birth that from the day it started, and now I got it. I feel it, and it's so beautiful. So I invite you guys all to join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay.
And let me say this real quick, and then we're going to go to the questions. Well, something just came to me. But here's the other thing when we talk about not being qualified enough to judge oneself, is even when you were going through the experience of not completely showing out, showing up, you still kept doing it.
Right.
You still kept showing up. You kept doing the show. And sometimes we need to keep showing up, even if we're still hiding, but we still show up. And that act, that new way of being that we keep showing up, it's like, what is your deepest intention? What is it really about? What is your life about? You kept showing up. Now you were able to get to this. You weren't ready to do what you did yesterday. But because you kept showing up, you got comfortable to sharing your truth, your perspective, your point of view, interacting. Now you're ready. So everything that we go through and grow through is divine. It's perfect. It's good. With that, it reminds us that we're not qualified enough to judge ourselves because we've got to trust the process of life. Life is always in session. Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Today. You're a good
Thank
teacher.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I accept it. And I thank you for being, you know, open and sharing your story, too, because we all need to hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to de-guru my soul on Wednesday, though. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I didn't forget that until you said that. But anyway, well, no. Yeah, we're going to talk about that on Wednesday. Okay.
Yes.
Let's do some questions.
Great.
Okay. I need to go walk on grass first because I'm still trying to ground myself.
Are you?
Let me breathe in.
This is going to ground you. This is going to ground you right here. I'm trying to
Good
get
luck.
You up with this pressure, but here we go.
Okay.
Life coach today. Let me not read it with attitude. I'm so wrong.
I love attitude because I smack attitudes down with love. Discuss it down somewhere.
I'm gonna have some fun.
Okay.
Everybody, I'm gonna have some fun. Oh, thank you for that. Okay, I'm getting love. You see Rebecca, these people speaking in? Okay, life code today. If we are not qualified to judge ourselves, does that mean we are also not qualified to judge others? I am trying to move away from comparing myself to other women, but I still find myself feeling better when I feel like someone is not as attractive as me, or feeling terrible when I think that someone is more attractive. How do I free myself from the judgment trap when it seems like an everyday occurrence for women in particular to tear each other apart based on our skin, smooth or bumpy, our hair, long or short, straight, curly, or kinky, our dress size? What's a size zero? What can we really do to find peace and stop the competition? Michelle,
you want to come out your shell, huh? I'm so proud of you. Okay, here's what I got for you. Hold on 1 second, Michelle. Celeste, you can mute yourself if you need to.
I am, because I don't want to laugh. Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to give Michelle a little bit of this.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one.
There you have it.
We are one.
You can judge and feel better. Judge and feel worse, we are one. Either way, you're judging yourself. Sorry, Carly. You're too good. You know, it's hard to kind of talk over you because you're just the bomb. And I don't want to be saying, why is Carly talking underneath me? Then I'll be judging myself. But anyway, back to Michelle. You know, you say something about, where is it? Blah, 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 blah. Something about everyday occurrence. I mean, you're adding to it. You're adding to the everyday occurrence. The idea of judging and, yep. And first of all the females who's going to say, he's a man, he don't understand, pay attention, okay? The idea of comparing yourself feeling better or comparing yourself and feeling worse is your own stuff. It is yours. Own it. It's your egoic mind. Now, when I say own, it's not like, oh, my God, I'm judging myself. Well, you can take that, too. But let's go back to not qualified to judge yourself. And let's take the analogy that I used at the beginning of the show. Well, who else in your family compared themselves to somebody else? Who else in your family thought they're not good enough because they didn't look like somebody else? Who else in your ancestral line didn't feel enough, felt inadequate? Where did you learn that from? What you can do to find peace is to be an observer of your own mind. The mind, what the mind does is to think. See, when I say you're not qualified to judge yourself, doesn't mean you're not going to have the thought. There are times you're going to have the thought. But it's like a little child does something and make, well, for the parents who are, for those adults who have learned to do their own inner work, a child would do something. And you see them doing it, and you know they shouldn't have done that, and you think and feel they know better, but they end up hurting themselves with awareness. If you are parenting, even if you're not the parent, if you're an aunt or uncle, when you're parenting from a place of compassion, you would know that they shouldn't have done that because you just know they should have done it, and they know they shouldn't have done it, but they hurt themselves in the process. Rather than go to the child and say, you shouldn't have done that. You know better than that. You go there and pick up that child and give that baby a hug. That's what love does. So he says, what can we really do? Forget we. What can you really do to find peace and stop the competition? You stop it. Forget we. You are not responsible for we, but we are one and we are you. So What you can do is to stop judging yourself. If you feel more attractive, you feel better. If you feel somebody is more attractive than you, you feel bad. Why take yourself through that roller coaster? Life is already going to whoop your butt. So why add more to it? The truth is, when we judge others, we're judging God. We're judging the universe. You can't feel good about yourself. So rather than make excuses, rather than try and justify your judgment, just pull yourself back and observe. Be an observer of your thoughts. You are your thoughts, but you're not completely your thoughts. It's a paradox. You can change your life with your thoughts, but you're so much more than your thoughts. You are what you feel, but you're so much more than that. Just because you're feeling something doesn't mean you have to hold yourself, oh, I can't believe I feel sad. Oh, I'm thinking this thought. That's really bad of me. Just observe it. Forgive yourself and transcend. Celeste said something in there, Celestial Moment. What was it? Something about Celeste. Let me see. Did you email that to me? See if I can pull it up, because I can't tell you what it is for you to find it for me, because I won't know it until I pull it up. Something about lifting our consciousness. You remember that page, that part? Let me see. Let me go down here. And you can unmute yourself, Celeste, whenever you're ready. Okay, I know. Go ahead.
It's at the end. Lift the level of your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the line before it or the afterwards?
Well, just read wherever you're led to. Okay, from this, yeah, go, read wherever you're led to, because I know it's going to work. I trust the process. Just go.
Good for
you.
Get
in the game.
All right. Okay. They have uttered a secret yes and decided to not be bound by their painful experiences. Instead, they make a choice to become the observer. From this vantage point, they have an all-encompassing view of their soul's story. Lift the level of your consciousness. We have choices to make from these tall heights. We can be amazed or we can be afraid, but it doesn't hurt to enjoy the view.
All is well. We got to lift the level of consciousness. You got to soar above. You got to rise above. Because this thing called life, we've created it as it is. This is our creation. So our responsibility is to be part of the next level of evolution. What do you want to see? If you have children, if you have nieces and nephews and cousins, you know, what kind of world do you want them to live in? That's how we bring peace on the planet. There you go, Michelle. Thank you for that opportunity to share that conversation. All right, let's go to the next question.
Yeah. Okay, life coach today. Wow, man, you're on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are fire.
I know, right? Don't get me singing.
Right. And since we did that real quick, Mother Witt, one of our beautiful listeners, just posted the card that I pulled on her wall, thanking me for it. It is so beautiful. I will make sure that was amazing, that people will be able to see it so you can have a visual of what we're talking about. So thank you for bringing that up, Life Coach, today, because I got to thank Mother Witt. Appreciate
you. Well.
Okay, here goes Anna. How do you handle it when you feel like family members are judging how you are living your life? Or better yet, that they just don't get me. I'm feeling uncomfortable and usually stay away to keep the peace for myself. The problem is that my relatives are getting older, and I think I should be around since I don't know how much longer they're going to be on this side. I feel like I'm being selfish in my isolated place, but I don't know how to reconcile how I feel around them. What can I do to make some steps to make changes in this area, Anna?
Well, once again, what is your deepest intent? Pick up the book, Reverend Deborah Johnson, Deepest Intent. What is your deepest intent? What do you want to create in your life no matter what? People, you know, this life, it is what it is. That's what we're talking about today. You're not qualified to judge yourself. Some people say, you're right. I ain't qualified to judge myself, but I damn sure qualified to judge that person. But they forget that when they judge somebody else, they're judging themselves. It's not even about your family members. It's about you. But I can still use the same analogy again. This kind of relationship where family members are judging you and you feel judged and you feel confused, conflicted, who else has lived that life in your family? How long has this been going on? Is this a pattern in your ancestral lineage? See, this thing called spiritual growth, it's about really looking at life from a different perspective, not from a three-dimensional viewpoint, because that becomes messy. You can't really go nowhere with that. You've got to understand the mysteries of life. That there's so much more to life that we can understand from a human perspective. But the question, since you are the one asking the question, if you want to make changes, what is your deepest intent? You say you want to change things, you want to make changes, and they're getting older. Well, take action. If you're taking actions based on what other people think and feel about you, then there's some things you need to work out within your own soul salvation. So if they love you and they're not judgmental, then you'll be more closer to them. But if they judge you, then you're fine. What did I say about where you are spiritually? People are going to be people. We all judge people, and that's why we're even doing this show. So the only question is that I will ask you, which is the answer to your question. It's a question. What is your deepest intent? I'll help you out a little bit some more. If you got a job, I don't know if you're working or not, no matter if you, most people, not gonna tell you, when they got a job or a business, it doesn't matter if it's raining. Unless it's really bad. But if it's raining, if it's cold for a whole winter season, you're not going to say, oh, I don't like the cold, so I'm not going to work. I really want to go to work because I want to get paid and, you know, I want to feel like I'm of use to the world and I can do so much at my place of work. But it's just too cold. Or it's too hot. I really want to go to work. No, you don't. So let your action be inspired by your deepest intent. Maybe you're the one to bring healing to the family. Maybe you're the one. Are you willing to be the place for healing? Are you willing to be the place for love so you can be the example of love? You can be the change you want to see. Clearly, you would rather your family members not judge you, but are you willing to be one of that family group who is expressing love so that they can learn from your love? Love is the most powerful healer in the world. Do you have enough love for yourself to dissolve the judgment, to not even see the judgment? You become like a candlelight and a darkness. If you light a candle, no matter how dark it is, just light one candle, and there's light. You can see clearly. Just one candle. You be the candle in the family members, in your family soul, your family unit. You may realize that actually maybe what you thought was a judgment wasn't. And so it is, and so we are, and so we let it be.
Wow. Wonderful Life Coach Day. Thank you so much for your healing balm today.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome, Celeste. And I want to read something from the Sacred Yes. I feel like I want to play a song, but I'll read the Sacred Yes and we'll end with a song. Yeah, how about that? Thank you, Celeste. Tomorrow we have Muchi Emily, right? Muchi Emily. I'm going to call her the Elder. You know, because that's what's missing in the world. We're missing the wisdom of the, generally speaking, some of us have our connection to elders, but we're missing the wisdom of elders, and Muchi Emily brings that. So if you wish you had a loving relationship with your grandmother or your grandfather, great, just join us tomorrow. Just come and just bathe in the energy of Muchi Emily. She is truly a wise grandmother. All right, Celeste, Thank you.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Now, every time I say thank you, I'm always thinking of Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon, for those of you who watch it, he does his thing. I can't remember the segment, but something where he's sending tweets or responding to a tweet. Is it a tweet? I think it is. No, or people, something like that. And here we go. They play this song, Piano. Thank you for something, 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 something. And so, so. Thank you. I just invited you into my head. And if you don't watch Jimmy Fallon, that won't make no sense to you. And it really doesn't matter. So listen to this as we get ready to release the show. From the Sacred West, Letters from the Infinite by Reverend Deborah Johnson. And this passage, this scripture, this words of wisdom is called Telling the Truth is Your Road to Freedom. I heard somebody say, ooh, I needed to hear that. Telling the truth is your road to freedom. Telling the truth is your road to having an intimate relationship with me. Me meaning God, that is. Telling the truth is your road to forgiveness and to being forgiven. Telling the truth is your road to reconciliation and harmony. Telling the truth is the road that opens up the energetic channels for the good, which you seek to find you, and vice versa. Telling the truth is so important. Just try it. Just try it. Try it with what you consider the small things and work your way up to the large things. There is no big or small in my eyesight, only in yours. Let yourself win. Let yourself heal. Let yourself have an intimate relationship with me. Oh, there is so much awaiting you. Dance with me. And if not with me, won't you just free yourself from your own shackles and dance? Even if I am not your incentive, when the shackles are free and you are dancing, you will be dancing in me. That's Letters from the Infinite, the Sacred Yes by Reverend Deborah Johnson. That is the God in you speaking to you, reminding you to tell the truth. Telling the truth is your road to freedom. It's that simple. We have all the stories that we make up, all the things that we're ashamed to share with others, afraid to tell the truth. And telling the truth doesn't mean we'll tell the whole world. Sometimes it means that, well, the whole world ain't going to be listening to you anyway because they're busy telling their own truth. Really, telling the truth is simply telling yourself the truth. And the truth is beyond right and wrong. There's so much more beyond what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Just tell yourself the truth. When you tell yourself the truth, you will remember, you will recognize that you are not qualified to judge yourself. And when you tell the truth, it's usually scary. Sometimes people feel nervous. Sometimes you feel like, oh my God, what if I tell my truth and they don't like me or they judge me? But you know what? And even if they leave you, at least you will gain yourself. That's what it's about. It's the journey of the soul. It's the hero's journey. You walk this path trying to slay the dragons of your life that you made up in your head, only to find that there weren't any dragons. That all you needed to do was put words to the thing that you felt guilty about. Words to what you're ashamed about. We all hurt. We all feel pain. We all want to be seen. We all want to be loved. We all want to be approved of. And sometimes the people you want to give you that, to be that to you, won't be the one who do it. But there's always somebody else to hold your hands physically, literally, energetically, to say, keep walking. Because if you think of people that have inspired you, they went through judging themselves. They were afraid to tell their own truth. But there was a time when they just said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. The journey of life. Celeste, what song should we play? Let me unmute you. I don't know what song. I have so many thoughts of songs to play. And, well, not so many thoughts. I have a couple, but I'm being led to ask you. What song should we play as we get ready to leave?
Well, until Carly Jackson comes out with her album, what's up, Carly?
You want to play Carly again?
Well, no, she needs to come out with an album.
I know, that's right. You
I'm
can put it on her Facebook wall.
I'm tired
okay.
of her. Come on, Carly, stop playing it, okay?
That's all right. Okay.
In the meantime, though, because we went through this energy of loving ourselves, we're not qualified to be judged, I'm sort of like, you know, you took us, it might be a repeat, but I feel like you took us on an adventure, or you tapped us into our God light, or it's got to be something fast and funky.
Give us something fast and funky, yeah.
Some love glow, because I'm feeling the love right now. How about you?
Oh, my days. I didn't see something that you sent to me. Carly Jackson. Oh, and I see it. I see clearly now. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Stop it. Whew. Okay. Let's do the God light. Yeah, there's no repeat in God, only a return in God. And when you return to God, you return to yourself. Yes, Troy Horn.
Okay, I have to close my office door so I can dance.
Put it on the webcam. Put it on Facebook. Your phone can leak you on the see you dancing.
No, I'm good. I don't want to hurt anybody. But come on, man, put my song on. Monday morning. Okay, I'm done.
And Celeste, go and post a cut. Okay, actually, all listeners, those of you that listen, don't just listen to me and smile now. Take action. Go and post a Carly Jackson, CARLLIE Jackson, JAXEN. Go and post it on the wall and say, Life Coach Addict said you have a new album coming out. Where can I get it from?
I'm going to do it right now. Oh, Carly's tricky. Guess why we can't post on the wall. She's
Okay, send her a message. Send her a message. Wait, hey, listen, I am about solution. I bring solution. You can't block me. You can't block the truth. Flood her inbox. Like, I heard your song, We Are One, and I want to know where I can get more of your song.
There you go. That's a sexy song.
Oh, troublemaker he is.
Yeah,
all right,
now, Carly.
She started it. She started it. All right, let's go, Celeste. Start to get off the show.
Somebody about to get you.
You about to get it. Come get it. I got nothing to stop. Bye, Celeste, troublemaker.
Right.
God light. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. You're not qualified to judge yourself. Let it go. Start today. Start small. Tell the truth. Perfect song. I want to sing along, but I won't. I can hear my voice when I hear Troy singing. TroyHorn.com. I love you. Be love, be true to yourself, and be loved. TroyHorn.com, that's what it is. I know you want to hear the song, so let's talk to me. Okay, I'm out of here. She's blessed.
When I look into their eyes, I see that God light.
Got the sun in the sky.
It's all right.
And no matter what I hear about the
dark night,
I know that everything around me is
perfect. All right.
I look into their eyes.
I'ma live my life until my life is through. Flow shed this light, let it glimmer on gold. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue holding in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. This morning, gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. To hand it down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.